Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Good afternoon and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show that discusses technology in plain English. After all, we all know tech can be very confusing. You walk into your local electronics store and stare at a sea of televisions or computers or cameras. So how on earth do you know if you're buying the right one? How do you know that when you bring it home and take it out of the box, it won't be obsolete? And the fact that computers and gadgets have its own language makes it even harder to buy them. Megapixel this and gigahertz that, terabyte this and so on. Sound familiar? Well, Tech Talk is your plain English guide to technology. And when we open the lines, remember, there are no dumb questions on this show. Chances are, if you've got something on your mind, someone else does as well. Each week, we discuss fun topics such as computers, great websites, televisions, cell phones, portable music players, digital cameras, and video games. Hey, this is the first Tech Talk show in the new time slot of 12 noon until 1 p.m. on Sundays. For 6 or 7 years, Tech Talk was on at 6 p.m. on Sundays. So I'm expecting we have a whole crop of new listeners today, so a hearty welcome. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. I'd love to just tell you a bit about myself before we kick off the show. My day-to-day gig, if you will, is I'm a freelance journalist who specializes in all things technology. And as we talked about with this show, I write about tech in plain English, just like we do on this Tech Talk program. I write for more than 50 publications in Canada and the U.S., including MSN.ca, the Toronto Star, Costco's magazine called Costco Connection. I write for USA Today. I'm actually going to New York on Tuesday to interview Tiger Woods for USA Today. I write for AARP, the retirement magazine in the U.S., Movie Entertainment, Playboy. Yes, I've been to the Playboy Mansion. The Montreal Gazette, MicrosoftHome.com, and many others. I've also authored 14 books about the internet, video games, and gadgets and DVDs. And I'm Global Television's technology expert. I'm on their morning show Mondays and Fridays. I live and work in Richmond Hill and have a beautiful wife, Kelly, and three gorgeous kids. Yes, writing articles from home with twin five-year-olds and a three-year-old isn't easy, as you can expect. But hey, I do love my job, so I make it work. And I get to come to CFRB for an hour each week and clear my head as well. All right, back to business. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and hundreds of free articles. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Love this website. As much as kids don't want to admit it, school is around the corner. So I thought it would be a good time to chat about what to look for in a computer for that student in your home. After all, an internet-based computer is no longer a luxury, but rather a necessity for today's students, especially, I'd say, grade 6 and up. The good news, at least, is that prices are at an all-time low. So, after 12:30 today, we'll be joined by Dell Canada to answer your questions about what to look for in a computer. And even if you don't have a student in your home, a lot of the same advice can be applied to anyone who's looking for a computer. I'll tell you about more about our great giveaway in a moment, which is a new MP3 player. But let me first open the lines to ask if you have any general questions about technology before we talk exclusively about buying a computer after 12:30. You know, each week, I usually talk for a few minutes about some cool products I played around with or some good deals that I found at stores like Best Buy and Future Shop and other electronic stores, as well as mainstream stores like Walmart. So feel free to call if you're maybe in the market for, say, a camcorder, MP3 player, GPS device or television, and you want some advice on what to look for. Or if you found a great deal this week, call us up and share it with the rest of the GTA. To call into Tech Talk on News Talk 1010 CFRB, the numbers are 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255. It's a free call on your cell phone. Okay, our giveaway this hour, it's called the Sansa Express MP3 player, and it's from our friends at SanDisk. This is a teeny portable music player, about the size of a pack of gum, yet it's got 2 gigabytes of memory, which, thanks, Dean, which in plain English is capable of storing more than 500 songs. Plus, it's got an FM radio recorder. So if you hear a song you like, you press a button, record it, and listen to it later. It's got a voice recorder if you want to, you know, archive that $1 million idea you've got, and an expansion slot so you can add even more memory if you want to carry more than 500 songs. The Sansa Express comes with headphones and a cable to connect this to your computer to transfer songs onto it. This is our grand prize giveaway, so here's how we're going to give it away today. Anyone who gets on the air with a question or comment beginning now is eligible for a callback at the end of the show. We're going to draw a name randomly out of all the numbers that we take when you call us up. And if you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks, then you've won the Sansa Express MP3 player. All right, so start calling. The numbers are 416-872-1010. Outside of the GTA, 1-800-561-CFRB, or simply punch in *8255 or *TALK on your cell phone. It's a free call. All right, before we go to the lines, which I can see are lit up already, which is great news. All right, a little nervous starting at a new time slot. All new listeners. I did find some great deals. Canadian Tire, of all places, not usually the place I think of when it comes to technology, but they've got a wireless printer on sale for $79.99. This is $20 less than you'd find it elsewhere. It's from Lexmark. It's a Wi-Fi printer. So therefore, if you have a wireless network in your home, so that means you can surf the internet wirelessly on, say, a laptop or some handheld computers and things like that, then you can just put this printer anywhere in your home, and then you can wirelessly print from any laptop or desktop computer that's also on that same wireless network. $79.99, it can print pages up to 24 pages in black per minute. Pretty good stuff. And, you know, I tested this out when it came out about a month ago, and I printed an 8.5 by 11 photo on glossy paper of my kids, and it looks great. So $79.99 at Canadian Tire is a great deal for the Lexmark wireless printer. You also get a 1 gigabyte little thumbstick with it. You know, those little, you could put them on a keychain. It's great for carrying files between two different computers. So $79.99 for the Z1420 wireless printer from Lexmark. Good deal there. Also, where is it? Yeah, another place that I don't always think of when it comes to technology. Walmart has a great deal on an external hard drive. This is a little device that you can connect to any computer, be it a laptop or a desktop, which is stationary, a Mac or a Windows PC. And it's a 500 gigabyte hard drive. In plain English, that's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of songs for $139. It's from Seagate, a very reputable company when it comes to hard drives, and it's called the Free Agent External Hard Drive for $139.93, and it's a sleek little black external hard drive. Again, what I like about this is that you don't have to open up your computer to put this in. You just plug it into an available USB port, and it can store up to 500 gigabytes of data. You know, think about all the photos you've got. They're irreplaceable. If something happens to your computer, like fire, theft, a virus, a power surge that wipes out the hard drive, you know, you're SOL, you know? So an external hard drive is a great idea because you should always back up your important things, especially things that are irreplaceable like photos. $139 for the 500 gigabyte Seagate hard drive. If you have any questions about that stuff, give me a holler. We have a lot of callers. I want to get to one before our first break. Let's start with Paul in Oakville. Hey, Paul, you're on Tech Talk.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, great show. My wife and I recently got our first digital camera.
Okay.
It has the video capability, and I just was playing around with it, made a short video. It was 28 megabytes and was able to download it onto my Dell computer, and it played from there. But now what I want to know is, how do I reduce the size of that video so that I can email it to my family?
Great question. I have a better suggestion. You can go to a website like download.com and find video. You just type in this into your search engine, video conversion. All you have to type is video conversion, and there's free software that will reduce the file but also reduce the quality of that video. But I have a better suggestion. There's a free internet service called usendit.com, and it allows you to send large files up to 100 megabytes to somebody for free. So instead of clogging their inbox, or if you can't send something as big as 28 megabytes, which is very hard to do. I mean, I'm with Rogers. You can't send something that big. Simply type in their address in usendit.com, attach the file, and then they get an email with a link. They click the link, and it downloads the file, and then they can watch it in its full quality. So I would recommend the latter rather than converting it and then, you know, hurting the quality of the video. Go to usendit.com, type in the recipient's email address, and do it that way.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, where geek meets chic. Each and every Sunday at 12 noon, we discuss the latest in technology in a language you can understand. How about that? After 12:30 today, we'll be joined by Dave Hambly from Dell to give us some advice on what to look for in your next computer, especially for that student in your home. Should you go laptop, desktop? How much memory is enough? All valid questions, and we'll keep those questions coming. I see there's a few people on hold right now with laptop and desktop related questions. We'll get to you just after the next break. But I promise we would take general calls and gather some numbers, because we're going to call somebody back just before 1 p.m. And if you answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks, you've won yourself a Sansa Express MP3 player that's about the size of a pack of gum, but can store more than 500 songs. It's got an FM radio, FM radio recorder, and voice recorder, and expandable memory if you want to add more to it. Valued at about $85. Good stuff from our friends at SanDisk. So we are taking your calls about, you know, if you're looking for a gadget, you're about to head on out to your favorite electronics store and you need some advice, I'd love to help. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. Let's start with Kevin in Toronto. Hey, Kevin, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, good afternoon.
Thank you.
A local Technisys consultant dealing with computer Technisys has suggested that a problem with the iPhone may be an embedded microcode that would flag your biometrics, and in this case your fingerprints, because it operates on finger touch, to some remote site that might use that for whatever nefarious purpose.
Wow.
That brings to my mind the concerns about the microcode generally for computers. We're all hyped up about viruses and whatnot on the macro software that we use, but who can check a very sophisticated CPU that has microcode that's embedded in such a way as to, well, redirect your every keystroke to whatever that microprocessor would have you do, compromise business, compromise personal security, whatever. What can and should we do with regards to the security concerns I think should be about with regards to microcode?
Good question.
Online for us to know about in terms of microcode problems.
All right, well, great question. And there's no doubt that in today's day and age, the information age, security is top priority, and it should be. And that's why I always recommend on the computer side to always have a good antivirus program. You can, I would get an anti-spyware program, which would prevent software that you don't know about, that is, you know, watching where you're going on the internet and reporting that information. But it gets a little bit tricky on the handheld side, you know, with phones becoming basically portable computers now. Now, that's true, the iPhone, which is not available in Canada yet, it's a smartphone with lots of internet and multimedia functionalities. It is touchscreen based, but I've never heard of it reading your fingerprint. Naturally, Apple hasn't admitted this, but, you know, it's been cracked. It's been hacked. In fact, a teenager last week was able to unlock it and break it free from the AT&T network and have it run on a competing cellular network. So my guess is that if there's anything going on here, and I'm sure Apple would not be doing this to spy on us and to keep a record of all of our fingerprints, you know, there's very little we can do unless somebody can discover it, because if it's embedded in that device, it's going to be very tricky to find. But usually it all comes out in the wash, and with tech savvy people, they are determined to find all these little, you know, hey, remember that Sony snafu a year or so ago with some of their music CDs? It had spyware on there, so when you installed it on your computer, it wanted to know where you were going on the internet. So that was found and resolved. So, I mean, I wouldn't worry about it, especially on the handheld side with cell phones, but always be cautious. Never give out your personal information. But when it comes to biometric security, things like eye scanning and fingerprint reading and all that, it's a little tricky, but a little premature to worry about that. That's just my take on it for what it's worth. He asked for some sources online to read about it. I'm sure there's a bunch of forums with those who believe that somebody out there is collecting our fingerprints and our other biometrics information on ourselves. I don't think it's really happening just yet, but hopefully never. But then again, let's go to Anne in Toronto. Anne is also eligible for a call back just before 1 p.m. to win the MP3 player. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I'm calling about digital cameras, but I'm a beginner, and I've never been into cameras at all, but I wondered what you would recommend for a beginner, just easy to take pictures and easy for me to get them onto my computer so I can email them. And I'm definitely not a technical wizard at all. I'm a technical nincompoop.
No, and thank you for calling and for admitting that. You are not alone. Technology can be very overwhelming and intimidating. And thank you for coming clean, if you will. But you're certainly not alone. I just bought a point-and-shoot digital camera for my mom, who is also not very tech-savvy. And so we call these, the compact ones, the point-and-shoot cameras. And it's as easy as that.
Okay.
You turn it on, you point it towards the subject, and you press down on the button. So I would definitely recommend one of those opposed to what's called digital SLR or single lens reflex cameras, which are the bigger, bulkier ones with more manual options and interchangeable lenses. Don't go with those. Go with a, you know, $150 and up portable camera, a tiny one that can fit in your purse. And, you know, there's a lot, there's so much competition. So therefore, the prices are very aggressive. So I would look for, you know, Canon, Sony, you know, Kodak, all the main brands that you would think of for a digital camera. They all make decent cameras for $150 and up. I would look for at least a 7-megapixel camera. The higher the number, the better, but that's not the only thing that's important. Often, the one downside, and I just want to caution you, Anne, is that with some of these inexpensive cameras around the $150 to $170 range is that they come with non-rechargeable batteries. So you have to pop in double A's. I would recommend if you can, and they are out there, find a camera that has a rechargeable battery. Anne also wants to make sure that it's easy to connect the camera to her computer to copy those photos over. You'll get a cord with all of these cameras and it's pretty easy. Just connect the cord to the camera and to the computer at the same time. You often don't even need to install the software that comes with the camera. You'll get a pop-up window and say Windows that will say, would you like to copy these photos over? It's as easy as that. But definitely some great deals to be had out there for what we call point and shoot cameras. All right. The time is 12:28. We got to take another break. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. The show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and hundreds of articles. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Hey, speaking of Microsoft, we are chatting for the rest of the show now, but what to look for when you're shopping for a new computer, be it a Windows or a Mac, a laptop or a stationary desktop computer, and how much memory is really enough. We are joined in the studio by Dave Hambly from Dell. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for joining us. I want to remind our listeners before we go to the lines that we are giving away an MP3 player tonight. Today. That's the first time I've said tonight. I thought I was going to be saying this a lot more. Tech Talk up until today was on from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. every Sunday. Now it's 12 till 1. That's the first time I said tonight. We're giving away an MP3 player today to a lucky listener. All you have to do is get your question or comment on the air, and you're eligible for a callback at the end of the show. Answer the phone with the secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks, and you've won yourself the Sansa Express 2-gigabyte MP3 player storing about 500 songs. All right, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255 on your cell phone. Dave Hambly's our guest from Dell. Before we go to the first caller, Dave, I guess I just want to ask you, it seems that laptop prices are in an all-time low, and we're no longer trading quality. Even just 2 years ago, the difference between a laptop and a desktop was amazing about how much quality, how much more powerful the desktop was. Now it's almost on par. What are some of the trends that you think are leaning towards? Why are we buying more laptops than desktops, you think?
Well, I think, first of all, price, like you said, you can now get a notebook for $499, very comparable.
Wow.
You know, dual core processor, 1 gig of RAM.
Right. I do want to talk about dual core. So that's like having two engines under the hood.
Exactly.
Okay.
You couldn't explain it better.
Okay. So it just makes everything run faster and smoother, especially if you like to multitask and do things at the same time.
That's right.
Now, you said notebook and laptop. We use those terms interchangeably.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Also, the wireless revolution has helped. So now you can surf the internet without being tethered to the wall.
And not only just in your home, but you can go to a Starbucks or you can go to a library and you can mm-hmm. be wireless there as well. So
for students, laptops are more ideal.
I would say with price points where they are today, I couldn't see why I would recommend a desktop at this point. With notebooks being, again, at the powerful speed that they are, you know, and Dell's really been listening to their customers. And what we found with notebooks, too, is customers are looking at notebooks as sort of an extension of themselves. And so Dell's come out with a new lineup of notebooks that introduce 8 different colors. So, yeah, it's a really exciting time for mm-hmm. Dell and for our customers.
Style meets substance.
There you go.
Gotta love it. Let's go to Ron in Thornhill. Thanks for holding on there, Ron.
Thank you. I have to tell you how perfect the timing is that, first of all, you changed the timing of the show.
Oh, great.
And secondly, that you have a person on from Dell, because I'm literally about to buy a new Dell laptop. And I am faced with so many options, which is one of the reasons why I like Dell. But one of the options that I kind of didn't think about was that I have a choice between Vista and XP Media. So I have actually 2 questions kind of related to that.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I'm prepared to get, I want to get a real fast processor, and I'm happy to get lots of RAM. But I am a little uncertain about Vista, because I've heard, you know, certain things about Vista, that it's, not all the programs that you want to run have the right drivers for the hardware mm-hmm. that you need and so on. So can you give me a little bit of, information and suggestions about that, and then another question I can ask if I can after.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, it is. You're in one of those times right now where XP is still available and Vista is out there as well. Are you using a lot of older software, Ron?
I use a Corel Draw. I think it's Corel Draw 10.
Okay.
And it's doing a great job for me, so I don't have any particular reason to upgrade it. I use it quite a bit.
Right.
And I'm also using some video editing software. And those are the main reasons why I want to get a powerful laptop.
Yeah. Now, see, the thing with, Vista is definitely the future for personal computers. XP is still, because it was a great operating system over the last 4 or 5 years. There has been a bit of an adoption issue with customers that are afraid to give up,
right.
what has always been a very, very convenient and comfortable operating system.
This seems to happen every time there's a new major operating
exactly.
system, is that it takes a couple of months, sometimes up to a year, for all your old programs and hardware, things that you connect to the computer, to work properly. I've been using Vista since even before it launched.
It's
since October, November. I love it.
Yeah, so do
but,
I.
But I understand some people have older software, and I'm glad you asked that to Ron to decide which operating system is best for you. But to confirm, at Dell's website, dell.ca, you can choose between Vista or XP?
On our small business suite of notebooks and desktops, you still can choose XP, but on our consumer lineup, it is mm-hmm. all Vista at this point.
I know Ron had a second question, but I'm sorry, there's just so many callers to get to, so I apologize, Ron. Let's go to Chris in Scarborough. Hey, Chris, you're on News Talk 1010.
Yes, hi, Mark. Hi, Dave.
How are you doing, Chris?
Not too bad. My daughter's just going into university, and we've been shopping for a laptop.
Okay.
And the Dell Inspiron line is number one on our list.
Thank you very much.
You've settled in.
Greatly appreciate that.
14-inch screen for weight reasons,
yep.
2 gig RAM, 120 gig hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, what do I really need to do in terms of the wireless connections? And does she need a Bluetooth card in it?
Okay, so there's 2 things here, 2 kinds of wireless I think he's referring to, Dave.
Yep.
One is to connect to the internet, and then there's Bluetooth. Maybe you can explain the difference and if it's available in this laptop that he wants.
Yeah, so the wireless question, right now, wireless B or G is the standard, which all the universities will be equipped with, and mm-hmm. so will our Dell notebooks. Wireless N is the new standard that's coming out.
And N is a Norman.
And yeah,
right.
And that's what happens there is it does increase the bandwidth in which the wireless base station and the computer can
right.
transmit between the two.
So in other words, I was just explaining this on Global Television last week, wireless N as a Norman doesn't mean you're going to surf the internet faster, but what it means is that you'll have a faster and farther away connection to the router, the device that lets you be online.
That's right.
And, okay.
and the amount of data that you can pass between
right.
the two
That's right.
a little bit bigger.
So if you're doing things like video streaming on an upcoming Tech Talk show, we'll talk about how to access the files on your computer through your television.
Right.
So if you download movies and you want to look at your photos and music on your TV, wirelessly, N will be better for that.
Right.
Okay.
And if you're not doing that
right.
and you're just surfing the web, you're chatting with friends, sharing photos, wireless G is absolutely fine
right.
and all the Dells come standard with that, but you can customize your Dell if you do want to get into the video streaming.
Okay, now Bluetooth, he asked about that. That's a different kind of wireless technology. What's that about?
So Bluetooth enables you to communicate with devices. For example, let's say you have your cell phone with all your addresses on there. You can actually pass your addresses from your cell phone over to your notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Through a technology called Bluetooth.
Right. And another application, if you have a wireless headset and you want to make a call over the internet for free, you can often do that as well. So you just put on that little flashing blue Star Trek-like thing on your ear and you can chat over the internet for free instead of paying your long-distance phone company.
That's right.
All right. I think we have to take another short break. So let's do that. When we return, we're going to get to a lot more of your questions and, of course, give away that wonderful MP3 player.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial that discusses technology in plain English, even if your VCR is still blinking 12 o'clock, if you still have a VCR. We're chatting with Dave Hambly from Dell about what to look for in your next computer, especially as we head back to school. Welcome back to the show, Dave.
Thanks, Mark.
As students may be in denial, it is that time where they might be thinking of upgrading their computer or buying their first one. So we're taking your calls, your questions, your concerns about making that purchase. The good news, at least, is that prices are at an all-time low. You can now buy a notebook from Dell for as low as $500, Dell, Dave?
$499,
$499, which is great stuff. Compared to 3 years ago, it was double that.
You're spot on.
Yeah. So we're taking your calls, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. Please remember that there are no dumb questions on this show. The only difference between you and someone who has that same question in their mind but is too afraid to answer is that you're going to get the information you need. And Dave is here from Dell, so he's all ears. We are also giving away an MP3 player, courtesy of our friends at SanDisk. If you get on the air, you're eligible for a callback at the end of the show. Dean Gualani, our producer, our tech producer, is going to pull a name out of his hat randomly and call somebody back if you answer the phone with our secret phrase, which I'll give out one more time. Tech Talk rocks. Don't say hello. Say Tech Talk rocks. Then you've won yourself a 2 gigabyte MP3 player that also has a radio, a voice recorder, and a few other bells and whistles. So let's get right back to the lines, Dave. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. John has been waiting the longest. So apologies, John. Packed house today. And I'm happy because this is the first show at 12 noon instead of 6 p.m. on Sundays.
Perfect.
Thanks for calling.
And Tech Talk Ross.
Anyway, thanks, buddy.
I've been offered a used Dell,
okay.
2 years old. And I want to know if at $200 you think it's a good deal. And what is the difference between buying new and buying used? Like, what are the big developments in the last few years that make buying a new computer better than a new?
Yeah, great question.
So, John, what are you going to be using the notebook for?
Sorry, Johnny.
It's just school. Yeah. It's going to be basically for school for my son.
Okay.
It's loaded with Word, so I'm getting it with Word as well.
Yeah.
Or Office.
Yeah.
And it has a wireless card in it.
Okay.
The
advantage of going new, and I'm assuming on that for the $200 price point, is you're looking at a single core processor. And I'd say one of the biggest steps forward in the processor field is that, again, as Mark said, we've gone to a dual core system where you can essentially do, you know, twice as much at the same time with your notebook.
Mm-hmm. Which kids do all the time now. It's amazing.
Right.
They're like surfing the net, listening to music, chatting with friends, doing their homework.
Now, it's not to say that the notebook won't do that at $200. It's just it'll work better. It'll do it faster, with a newer machine. And again, like I said, at $499, you can get a dual core processor from Dell, which will live for the next 3-4 years,
yeah.
Where this $200 notebook, you may get another year to 2 years out of it. So,
you know, Dave, I have a friend who had a business where he sold refurbished computers, and he said now that prices are so low for a brand new and high quality laptop that he basically doesn't really do this anymore. He now does more on the services side.
That's
like fix your computer, because you can't go wrong with those prices, and even less if you buy a desktop computer and you get a monitor thrown in. So
that's right.
Yeah, so great stuff. Now, it would be remiss not to ask you the whole Windows versus Mac debate.
Okay.
I'm a Windows Vista user,
but
there are those Mac enthusiasts out there that would, you know, never touch a Windows-based machine.
Absolutely.
What's your take? I know you work for Dell, but I'm sure you can give me an objective answer about this. What are the pros and cons of each in a nutshell?
Well, The Mac OS, it's a great operating system, but it's typically used primarily from the creative side of computer users, so folks that are into, higher...
Animation, video editing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. What you get with the Microsoft operating system is, it's the most popular operating system out there, so there's no worries that your computer won't communicate, with another computer.
Right.
It definitely will talk from one Windows-based PC to another. So.
And there's thousands of programs available for Windows, and with Mac, there's less selection because they have less market share.
That's you're right on.
Okay, and one other thing I'd like to mention. Before Windows Vista, I used to say that another advantage of going with a Mac is that there are less viruses. You're less prone to attacks, either because of less market share, therefore, less interest in hacking.
That's right.
Or cracking the system, and then also just because of some vulnerabilities in the XP operating system. But with Vista, it's, I've had no issues at all. And anecdotally, I've been hearing from everybody that it's so much better when it comes to security. So that's no longer really an issue.
Not at all. Yeah. Okay. Vista's really solved that problem.
I did want to ask you that. So yep. Thanks for the honest answer.
Problem.
Let's chat with Matt in Grand Valley. Thanks for the call, Matt. Welcome to News Talk 1010. Hi, Matt. Are you there? I guess not. He had a question about dual core versus single core. So we've already addressed that. Dual core is the new buzzword with notebook computers, which is almost like saying it's got two engines under the hood of your PC instead of one, with virtually no increase in price. You can get a dual core laptop for as low as, $700 now?
Yep. So, $749.
$749. Great stuff. We have to take one last break before we go back to the lines, take more of your calls about buying a computer for the student in your home, and of course, giving away that MP3 player. So hang tight. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
In the market for a new computer? We've got Dave Hambly from Dell in the studio taking your calls about what to look for when you're shopping for a new PC. How much memory is enough? Should you go with a laptop, a portable computer, or a stationary desktop computer? What are the pros and cons of each? What about Macs versus Windows? All great stuff that we're getting to today. Welcome back to the show, Dave.
Thanks, Mark.
We are going to go back to the lines, take more of your questions about buying a computer. And I said earlier that, we're sort of wrapping it around this back to school theme, but really a lot of this advice can be applied to anyone in the market for a new computer. And some of Dave's advice as well can apply to any manufacturer that you're considering, not just Dell. I'm a Dell lover myself, but in case you want to go with another manufacturer, a lot of that same advice can be applied, although usually with higher prices. Let's face it.
That's right.
All right. We're also giving away an MP3 player from our friends at SanDisk. Anybody who gets on the air is eligible for a callback at the end of the show. If you remember the secret phrase that I gave out a few times, say it. When we call you back, how's that for a twist with a call-in show? We're going to call you in about 5 minutes, answer the phone with the secret phrase, and you've won this 2 gigabyte MP3 player that can store more than 500 songs. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Taranveer on the line from Brampton. Hi, Taranveer. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
My question would be, I'm going to be buying a new computer, and right now I'm running Windows XP, so I was wondering if on my new computer I should try Windows Vista or no.
Okay, Windows Vista. Now, we talked about this earlier, Dave. In a nutshell, you like Vista?
Yeah, absolutely. Vista's the future. If you're buying a notebook today, Windows has a whole bunch of service packs in line to come out. It's definitely the operating system to go with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and I'm a Windows Vista user as well. It came out at the end of January, and it has been doing very well. And it's great for if you're into fun or if you're working. It's got better search. It's got better security.
It looks great.
And it looks good as well. So I'm also inclined to say go with Windows Vista instead of going and buying Windows XP, the older operating system. Let's go to Sunny in Mississauga. Hi, Sunny. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hey, Mark, how you doing? I actually wanted to sort of go back to something you alluded to earlier, which was the Best Buy of the week, and I actually picked up a Samsung M620 and got a free PSP with it. And my question was, because my phone has Bluetooth stereo capabilities, can I get a Bluetooth? What are your thoughts on Bluetooth stereo headphones? And second, can I pair multiple devices with my Bluetooth?
All right, great questions. I'm going to put you on hold because the call's a little bit noisy. So that's a great deal, and I know Best Buy has another deal if you buy a Bell LG Fusic phone. And what's cool about this phone is that it can wirelessly play your music through a nearby FM radio, and you also get a free PSP with it. So yeah, so to answer your question, Bluetooth headphones are wireless, and they can let you listen to your music on your cell phone if it supports something called Bluetooth stereo. I found the cheapest Bluetooth headphones this week. It's called iCombi, small I, capital C-O-M-B-I, and it's available for $50. Usually they're about $130 and over. And this one is from Best Buy, and it's called the iCombi Bluetooth headphones. If you have a Bluetooth phone, then you can throw that on. And your last question about pairing multiple devices, you can. You don't only have to pair a headset with the phone. But the great thing about these headphones, and most Bluetooth headphones, is that they're a two-in-one product. They can help you listen to music wirelessly with your phone tucked away in your pocket or purse, but they also can take a call. You press a little button on the outside of the headset, and it's got a little microphone in there, and you can actually engage in a conversation as you can with normal Bluetooth headphones, with a regular Bluetooth headset, that is.
Yep.
Dave, do you use Bluetooth?
I don't at this point, no.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I like it. It's also, you know, I drive a lot, so it's safer. So I'm digging my Bluetooth headset with my BlackBerry. Hey, let's go to Eric in Scarborough. Eric, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, good afternoon.
Thanks for calling.
I have a HP Pavilion with a 2.7 gig Celeron. I'd like to update it to a Pentium 4, which I have available. What differences would happen with the computer, if any?
Is it a desktop or a notebook?
Desktop.
Is it? Right, yeah, because you can't update the processor on the laptop, right?
It'd be very difficult.
Yeah.
It may even be difficult on the system.
Okay.
Going from Celeron to P4.
Right. So before you answer that, Dave, I'm sorry. I just want to bring all of our other listeners up to speed.
Sure.
So Eric is asking about upgrading the brain, if you will, or the engine, as I said earlier, of the computer from a Celeron, which is slightly slower, to a higher-end Pentium, which would run your applications faster. So some computers let you swap it out and put in a newer one if you know what you're doing. So that, I just want to clarify that.
Yep. And so, Eric, I'd also... I'd call the manufacturer and make sure that you can actually add the P4 to the motherboard and see if that's possible.
Okay, so you have to make sure that the motherboard can accept it, which is the board in your desktop computer that everything sort of goes onto.
It plugs into, yeah.
Right, sometimes.
Sure that, yeah, the difference from a P4 to a Celeron is it's a different size chip, and sometimes it may require a different attachment to fit on. So,
okay, great question, Eric. So what we're going to do now, Dave, is call somebody that's been on the air already and has given us their phone number. We're going to call somebody back randomly. Dean's going to pull the name out of a hat. And by the way, thank you to Dean Gwilani, our tech producer. And thanks to Makai Taggart, our screener. He's the gentleman you spoke to when you called tonight. Good stuff today. Good working with you guys. Let's see if they remember the secret phrase to win the prize. Don't say hello. Don't say hello.
Tech Talk Rocks.
Hey, congratulations. Who's this?
This is Paul from Oakville.
All right, Paul, congratulations.
Congratulations,
you've won
Paul.
The Sansa Express MP3 player from SanDisk. It can store more than 500 songs, and it's a radio recorder, voice recorder, all that good stuff. So stay on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your grand prize. A big thank you to SanDisk again for providing that. And I also want to thank Dave Hambly from Dell, Dell.ca, or is it 310 Dell?
310 Dell, or visit one of our kiosks out in the malls.
Before we head out, any good deals from Dell right now?
Absolutely. So there's the $499 dual core that we've spoke about.
Dual core for $499.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
It's an AMD dual core, or if you want to go with Intel Core 2 Duo, starting at $749 for the 14-inch, or have a look at our XPS M1330. It's been getting a lot of praise. It's a 13.3-inch world's thinnest notebook, just over 3.9 pounds. It's got HDMI, optional fingerprint reader. It's unbelievable.
Wow, the world's thinnest laptop. That's the M1330 XPS from Dell.
That's right.
Good stuff. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to, you know what? It's time to head out. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and hundreds of articles. Stay tuned for Power Lines with Ontario's Chief Energy Conservation Officer, Peter Love, and of course, Christina Chernesky, heard here exclusively on News Talk 1010 CFRB.